of the Lord on this wonderful day. We thank you, dear Father, for your grace, your brand new mercies, which are new every morning. We thank you today without exception. We don't take this time and this day for granted because you love us so. We're learning how to appreciate, how to have large hearts concerning all the things that you're doing every single day. We thank you for this season of time in our lives. Thank you for placing us on this section of the timeline of history so that we can bring you glory. Our lives are nothing or worth nothing without you and without the purposes, the great and grand purposes for which you created us. So we thank you on this day. We give you praise. We ask you, Lord, even as we come before you, that we would be separated from our sins and our iniquities, our trespasses, those times and places where we've missed the mark that you have set for our lives. We thank you today, Lord. We bless your name. We know that our righteousness is as filthy rags in your eyesight. Prophet Isaiah said that. But your word says if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. But not only that, you are willing and even do cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. Heavenly Father, we receive your forgiveness for our sins. We want to be your loving and obedient children. We want to be your spotless bride, presented unto you in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, according to Ephesians 5:27. We do want to be holy because that's your commandment. You said, be ye holy as I am holy. We want to be holy and without blemish. And that only comes about through the washing of water of your holy word, according to Ephesians 5:26, and the knowledge of you. So we thank you for forgiveness today. We know that you welcome us. And we are here, Lord, to commune with you, to pray great things, the things that you have on your heart. Well, good morning to everyone. I see our switchboard is flooded. And we thank you for joining us on this day. I feel so blessed that we are part of something that's larger than our individual selves, and I trust that you feel the same way. Today's Wednesday, June 26th. You're dialed into Maximum Radio, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's theme is Great Faith. And I tell you, you must be dealing and dwelling in great faith that you've consistently made your way to our program. I'm Aubrey Gregory and your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes. And I say welcome to all our partners and friends everywhere, all around the world. Well, today, the name of God and the character feature and attributes that we're wanting to carry with us all day as we leave this prayer program. God said to Moses, I am that I am. Here's a feature of that I am. I am God, and my secrets are with those who fear me. That's taken from Psalms chapter 25 and verse 14. God has secrets. He reveals things to those who fear him. And here we're not talking about a despotic fear or something of that kind. This is a holy, reverential fear for this person who is I am that I am. And there's a certain intimacy with the idea that he's God and his secrets are with those who fear him. And I like that, and I trust that you do too. There are things that he wants to show you, things that he wants you to see. If I read from that scripture, it goes like this: the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenants, or his covenant. Wow. You're talking about having connections. That's the ultimate connection. And I tell you, it's a joy to feel that connection vibrating in your spirit, in your heart, and in your soul. This connection. And this connection buoys you above, through, and around every situation, because you know there's this God of covenant who is the great I am that's walking with you. He is the King. He's Lord of Lords. He's Lord over all the earth. The earth is his, and all the people in it belong to him. Think of that, even as you face every challenge on this day. So he wants to reveal his covenant to you. He wants to see you to see, and me to see, his covenant in action. That relationship in action as he opens doors, remove obstacles and impedances, frustrates the adversary even right before your very eyes. And he allows you to walk. He says, walk through, my son, walk through, my child, walk through, my daughter. And you walk through as if you're royalty. Well, you are, because you fear him. Well, let's go to prayer once again. Thank you so much, and welcome for being with us today. I just want to give you a quick reminder, even as we go to prayer, God is preparing your heart and mind for what is about to come about across the earth among the Muslim world. Isn't it great? God would have us involved in such great projects. They are going to be involved in 30 days of prayer, beginning on July 8th, ending on August 9th. And they would be praying and fasting for those 30 days. And it's called Ramadan. Well, we want to pray as well during that season for as many Muslim nations as we can, so that God will have his way. God loves every Muslim. So each day we'll focus on a specific area of the Islamic world. And as we pray through, we'll become more understanding, we'll gain better understanding, and we'll gain a heart similar to the heart that God has for Muslims. All of the nations belong to Jesus Christ. That's the destiny of every nation. Psalm 2 tells us that. The Father said to the Son, ask of me, and I will give you the nations, plural, not just one nation, the nations. And the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. Wow. That's the coolest thing you ever want to hear. That every nation belongs to God. And so we're agreeing with him as we pray for them for 30 days, beginning July 8th and ending on August 7th. And some of us may even want to enter into a fast so that the power and light of God would penetrate those nations for his glory. God's got a setup and it's working. Amen and amen. So we're praying not just more, we're praying great things. We're praying with purpose. It's about our joy and God's glory. Amen and amen. Okay, we are going to go to prayer even now. And as we do, please, if you have a prayer request in your heart and you're live with us, please mention it. I will have your line open and you can be heard by all of us as you pray. And believe me, neighbor, you have the power to assemble all of the listening audience of the earth, of heaven, as you pray. And of course, we are with you in agreement. But believe God like never before. Believe God. Prayer, pray as if everything depend on God, and work as if everything depend upon man. That's what someone said. And someone else said, the reason why we obtain no more in prayer is because we expect no more. God usually answers according to our own hearts. So it behooves you and me, neighbor, to expect great things. That's why our program today is called Great Expectations. And that comes out of great faith. That's our theme, great faith. Father, we thank you for all our listeners, wherever they are right now. They have purposed to come before you and your throne. And we pray that even the promise that the desires of the heart will be given to us, that it be fulfilled. You know the desires. And we even want to give it air. We want to surrender it to an atmosphere of answers that you have waiting to respond to our requests. So, Father, all of the battles that we face and encounter, we believe they already have been won. Every single battle. In the name of Christ, the King of Glory. He is Lord. He is Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. And of the increase of government, there be no end as it rests upon his shoulders. We submit ourselves to the government of heaven even now. Even as we bind our hearts and minds to your will right now. And we speak to every personal, individual, and corporate atmosphere, that every molecule of that atmosphere must come into divine supernatural alignment, hallelujah, with your plan and your purposes. We allow every thought. In fact, we arrest every thought, bringing it into subjection to your will. Every thought, every low thought, every high thought, everything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of you, align in Jesus' name. We want to make straight paths for your visitation upon us, in us, and among us. Stir our atmosphere today in a mighty way, bringing order deliverance, bringing in your authority. In Jesus' name we pray right now. Everything that is weak, make it strong. Everything that is poor, you say, let the poor say I'm rich, make it rich. In the name of Jesus, even now, we speak into the life of every listener. In Jesus' name, where there's hopelessness, we decree hope, overwhelming hope. Where there's no joy, we speak peace first. We say peace, and joy comes flooding in. Because the banks of fear, the limitations that fear, that chronic disease called fear, how it limits our thoughts and our horizons, our expectations. Today we have great expectations because you have good thoughts concerning each and every one of us. Great expectations. No more low self-esteem. No more poor self-image. No more victim mentality. No more self-loathing. We speak authority and the power. We propose and decree that we walk in the power and the authority, because we have your spirit. And wherever your spirit is, there's transformation. We saw that, dear Father, at the very beginning. You said, in the beginning, God, and the Spirit of God brooded. Father, we thank you for your spirit. That same spirit is at work to change every listener into a giant for your kingdom and for your glory. Help us today to walk with our heads lifted up to you. Not to anything else, to you. Because it's from you that our help comes. Thank you, Father, today. And Father, if there is anyone out there that is listening, that perhaps don't have a personal relationship with you, we pray right now that the wall of separation, the veil of separation, would be rent in two, even now. Even as drops of your holy and righteous blood is applied to the sinful condition of such a person right now. The blindness is turning into light, even now, as they just ask you to forgive them, to renew a right spirit in them, to stir the atmosphere so it's totally changed, transformed, renewed, so that you're bringing order out of disorder, even now. Surround them with your ministering angels. Touch a light upon them in a magnificent visit. Even now, cause their hearts to melt as you make it new and shape something brand new. In Jesus' name, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for renewal. Thank you for the work that has not only begun, but will continue until the day of Jesus Christ and beyond. Amen. Amen. Our lines are open. Welcome once again. please, if you have a prayer request, just voice it, just speak. We're here. We're here with you, for you, around you. And the Lord is awesome on this day. On this day, Wednesday, He's awesome. So let's give a praise report or just a prayer request. He's passing by. Don't stand by silently while He is available to us. And we have His invitation and certainly His attention. We thank God for all of you. And we bless you on this particular day. Bless you, bless your entire world, all of the atmospheres that make up your world, your family, your household, your clan, your tribe. We bless all of you right now, because all belongs to God, and He has promised to have His Son be Lord over all of that. God bless you. I see more and more listeners are coming aboard. We thank you so much and welcome you. And if you have a prayer request, as our program proceeds forward, we want to make the most of this time and privilege that we have. This is a brand new day, and His mercies are new. Doesn't have any warmed over. Go. God bless you.
Good morning, Sam. I just want to thank
Good
the
morning.
Pastor and thank everyone for their prayers on yesterday morning. As I lifted up Little Hudson, I can definitely see a change.
Amen.
Much more quieter and more, you know, like the child that I know. So I thank God for His mercy, and I thank God for that we can come to Him and know that He will
yes.
answer prayer. Praise God for every one of the things that agreed with me yesterday and lifted him up in prayer. Thank God for that.
That's a wonderful report.
I also want to give God thanks and praise
yes.
for bringing through my children's immigration papers. They are due
Amen.
To go up for their, they're about to go for their appointments down in Trinidad on 1/3 and 1/5 of July. But I thank
yes.
God that after all these years that He did answer my prayer, that I would not be separated from my children anymore. And so He's bringing them to me. And I thank God for that. I just would like for Pastor and the saints to agree with me that everything else will go well, because I know the good work that God started, He is able to complete it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, amen. Oh, I feel like just shouting, because I have a sense of what God is up to. You know, He's in many ways He's mysterious, and I've come to understand a little bit about Him in that He is always operating on a larger program. He's redeemed you and your household. So no matter what the enemy may show and what it looks like presently, God is working intergenerationally. He always speaks and thinks in terms of 3 to 4 generations. He says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's 3 generations right there. God wants to impact your tribe. So that's the larger picture, even more so than the documentations and things that we desire. But that's only a piece. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answering prayers. Thank you for answering prayers where you altered the atmosphere around that child that we prayed about and prayed over, because you're raising that child up from obscurity to something. something glorious, someone glorious for you. He's but a little child right now, but we despise not the day of small things. So we know you are at work on great things. So we have great expectations on this day. And we know, God, that in spite of all of the trouble and challenges and trials that make up the world and everyday experience for many, we know that those that fear you, you reveal your secrets, your covenant to them. And we could see your covenant written in clear writing in the situations that we lift up to you. Your covenant is visible. The fact that we can come into your presence is because of what Jesus did and the covenant we have. You with us and we with you. Covenant written in his blood. We can come in. Thank you, Lord. We can see this so clearly. So now our faith is stretched and is great because we have great expectations that we did not believe for in the past. We are believing you right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're enlarging our faith. Because you want us to walk in an enlarged territory. You want us to expand our tents. Right now, there are some of our listeners that God is challenging you to take up the stakes and pegs and make up the boundaries of your present tent, your present abode, your present space. And I'm not just talking necessarily about a physical home, but I'm talking about the boundaries that have been set in our minds that we've occupied that territory. Now take up those stakes and remove them. And you say, Lord, where am I going to put them? How far? He says, go as far as the eye can see. Look to the east, west, the north, and the south. And say, you choose. You choose. He's saying, you choose. Imagine that. Dare to choose. Say, Lord, I'm not contented with the boundaries that has been established that I have dwelt in. I want to enlarge the boundary for your glory. I want to enlarge it so there's a mighty testimony of this covenant-keeping God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So right now, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless everyone, all of our listeners today, with your great love. We thank you. We bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you for this time, this audience with you, Father. And we lay hold of every victory that is given to us of this day. Hallelujah. We do so boldly because it comes from you as mercies, brand new mercies on this day. Hallelujah. 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 You walk under the shadow of the Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't hurt, harm, or danger.
Thank you, God.
No challenge or giant is greater than you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
No giant. Amen. Hallelujah. Great expectations, Father. We have great expectations. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. We bow
to Jesus.
Yes, God, we praise you.
We leave your throne room facing you. We dare not turn back. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we praise you. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Sister Jenny. God bless you much. Mm-hmm. This is special.
Thank you.
God bless all of you.
I'm
love you
keeping
with the
you
love
in Sister
Liz's
prayer.
Yes.
God bless you, too, Pastor. God bless everyone.
God bless you,
everyone on this line this morning, in Jesus' name.
We receive it. Thank you, Lord. We receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Walking with the King.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessing of the Lord be upon each and every one today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.